Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Fareed, and Fareed is going to talk about CardioVasc. Now, I want people to understand that a lot of people survive 2017. There are three classes of people. People that are healthy, and they're a tiny minority, that don't have any vascular disease or any other health brewing like cancer. There's a group of people that are unhealthy but don't yet know it because they have something crawling up. And the group of people that know they're unhealthy and they're on tons of polypharmacy or had, you know, stents put in their arteries or bypass surgery, or they've had a Dacron graft in the lower artery in their leg that's partially or completely blocked. What you have to understand is that when I went to medical school back in 1973, there was no such thing as living pathology. We have it now. It's called functional medicine. And functional medicine is not alternative health care. Damn it. It is the essence of actually advanced pathology for living patients. You don't have to wait till you're dead to know what's going on in the pathology. And long before you actually have pathological symptoms and disease states, you've got disturbed function or imbalances. And if you don't correct those and you don't measure them, you have no friggin' clue whether or not they're going to bite you, you know. Unfortunately, about a third of men, their first symptom of heart disease is death. And over 50% of women, and it'll usually be 5 to 10 years later than men, but when they get heart disease, it sneaks up and bites them, and more than half die. They don't come back. They don't just have a cardiac arrhythmia in the ICU. They die, and I call it permanent faceplant syndrome. So you have to understand this. What we're doing is we're moving the needle so that before you even get symptomatology or pathology that declares itself, you can find imbalances and fix it with nutraceuticals. One of the most powerful I take tons of is CardioVasc. Now, why? Three main reasons. Number one, it reverses plaque, it lowers blood pressure, and it improves perfusion. Really, really important stuff. Now, if you do an EndoPAT or endothelix test, it can measure your improvements in perfusion, and we even have a blood pressure machine. If you contact me, I can obtain it for you. They can actually measure your blood vessel plasticity or elasticity. They can actually measure it every time you measure your blood pressure. It actually gives you a color code on how well your arteries are doing that day. They're primarily tied back to nitric oxide. We're also going to add test strips, which we'll sell to you as well. So you can put it on the back of your tongue and say, what's my nitric oxide today? Because if you don't have nitric oxide, your oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve can't even unload oxygen in your tissues. So the key here is perfusion. In fact, I think your dad, Sam Ibrahim, called the term when he used the formula for CardioVasc. He refers to it as perfusion in German. That's where he got trained in pharmacognosy. And people need to understand that perfusion is king. If your kidney doesn't think it's perfused, it's going to produce angiotensin-converting enzyme. If your periphery doesn't get perfused, it goes into vasospasm and eventually calcifies, so you get thick, stiff arteries, almost like laying a garden hose out in the sunlight, and it gets hardened up. And then it's your blood vessels that supply 3/4 of your blood flow. If they don't get a contractile wave in response to the shearing force of the pulse from your heart starts to pump against resistance, and you get hypertension. Hypertension means you have vessel failure. not heart failure. Eventually, you'll get heart failure. And if you get dilatory cardiomyopathy, the valve leaflets can't even oppose to prevent backflow. And now you end up with terminal heart failure, and you're going to die. And your heart blows up, just like with Zika virus heart failure, which now is one of the complications. Or, you know, we call this spirochete disease in Central and South America that causes over 100 million people, you know, are infected with it, which over 20 years are going to go to terminal dilatory cardiomyopathy. And the conventional medicine, guess what, has no cure, but Dr. Deagle does. I have things that will kill off the spirochete and stop the dilatory cardiomyopathy. That's not good. So cardiovascular is really important, and I believe every adult over 20 should be on some dose of cardiovascular. Not just people with hypertension, because if you do an EndoPAT or endothelix test on them, you're going to find even normotensive people have poor perfusion. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Blood pressure is just a later symptom of it, isn't it?
Yep.
Your body eventually starts to drive pressure up because now your heart is perceiving there's not enough perfusion, so it starts to pump harder, the heart wall thickens, eventually your mitochondria start to fail. The dilatory cardiomyopathy, your what's called cardiac index, the amount of blood you pump up between systole and diastole starts to drop, and now you're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. So let's go through the seven components and explain why everybody, every adult, should be on cardiovascular. And in higher dosages than the dosage we recommend, if your pressures are not coming down right away, or your EndoPAT or endothelix test doesn't normalize. And you should be testing nitric oxide on the back of your tongue. We're going to be having those test strips we'll add to our list of products we carry. Because I want people to understand, don't expect your doctor to fix the problem. They're just going to throw another pill at until the numbers come down, even if they actually reduce your perfusion. In fact, they've done studies and found if you do tests to measure perfusion and you over-treat the blood pressure and your perfusion drops, you increase cardiac death. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
So if you reduce perfusion while you're trying to reduce the blood pressure, you actually kill people. Not a good thing, is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Because you don't reduce blood viscosity, you don't reduce plaque formation, you don't reverse calcification of arteries, which you can see in a high-speed CT. That's why I think a better test than the treadmill is to do a high-speed CT. And if that's positive, the next is what's called a cardiac Cinti scan, which is a radioisotope. It's way more accurate than doing treadmill tests. Treadmill tests will pick up about 67% of people who have some spasm. If you do a heart Holter monitor, say, 2 weeks or a month, you'll be able to pick up a lot of people that during time they have transient spasms. They have no fixed spasms of arteries at all in many cases, but they got transitory spasms that are really freaking serious. You know, it's disturbing when you hear doctors think that they know all this stuff, and then they go and test their patients, and they prove that their anomalies are not going to be picked up right away, but they're going to kill them, okay, mm-hmm. including cardiac arrhythmias. So let's go through the seven components.
Sure. The first component is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract, which we incidentally purchase from a European source.
Right, and of course you're picking the right part of the plant because all the research is based on the European source. That's the right part of the plant, not the berry, but the leaf and flower.
Yeah.
And that is a cardiotonic. It's like digoxin. It stimulates cardiac and vessel spasm and contractility of the mitochondria, which are 67 to 75% of the actual weight of your blood vessel and your heart is just mitochondria. The average cardiomyocyte has several million mitochondria. Not a couple hundred thousand or 20 or 30, millions. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Next.
So then we have the aged garlic.
And it's not just, you know, like the Allicin where we have Allimax and Allicin Med. It actually has specific components in aged garlic that actually blocks the ACE receptor. And it does in a way that doesn't cause the side effects that we call capitin, which causes a blockage of bradykinins and neurotensins that cause a capitin cough. It blocks them in such a way that it actually blocks the SS response of the kidney. I think it's not getting perfused, so then it normalizes that excessive response. Now, it's your kidney that produces the angiotensin converting enzyme, and so you have to block it in a healthy way that's not going to reduce kidney function or cause side effects like coughing your head off or getting in pain syndromes because bradykinin increases things like myofascial pain. So you don't want to be taking that and getting myofascial pain caused by taking the ACE inhibitor. Next.
So then we have the cayenne.
My vasodilator, nitric oxide stimulator. You need nitric oxide. One of the papers they presented at the conference was they showed very clearly, without adequate nitric oxide, your body and your hemoglobin cannot dissociate and release oxygen, period. So no nitric oxide It's like, you know, remember that that guy on Saturday Night Live? He says, nothing for you. You know, he talked about always in that late night TV show comedy thing, you know.
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. No soup for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no oxygen for you. You know, mm-hmm. You're talking to the artery wall. Well, it's the same thing. If you don't have nitric oxide, you can't even release the oxygen your hemoglobin molecules carry. Next.
So then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is microcirculatory. It improves the microvascular circulation and lowers blood viscosity. Most people don't realize blood viscosity parallels cytokine levels like IL-17, TNF-alpha, etc. And if you don't reduce blood viscosity, your body, now if you're an American, it's like pumping corn syrup, and if you're Canadian, it's maple syrup. But not good for you. So if your heart's pumping like hell and something's really hyperviscous, you've got to reduce that viscosity. And if you look at the blood cells on live cell analysis, you'll see a thing called ReLU, where the cells stick together and kind of stack up like coins, or you see them clump. Mm-hmm. That's the high viscosity.
Yeah.
Back in a moment with Farid and Cardivas. If you want to be around for many more New Years, you better be on it. You're earned, and take it now, even if you miss Santa.
If you were someone...
He's overweight. Well, he got health issues that nobody's going to tell him because he's the president. Even before that, he was Mr. Rich. He's going to make Melania a rich widow. And welcome back. And attention all shoppers, if you're shopping for health, you've come to the right place now. If you're brave, and most people aren't, you'll call into the show and ask a live good question, 10 words or less or more. Just clarify exactly what your statement or question is, 877-317-6432. Or if you're not that brave, just email me, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com. And if it bounces, drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com. And if you want to be sneaky and make sure that the question has popped on the firing line on Fridays with Michelle, because that's the only hour we don't take calls, send it to NutriMedical@drbilldeagle.com, and Michelle will get it. I won't see it until it popped in me at the last minute. And so, Fareed, let's continue with our discussion of the other components, because people should realize I take usually 3 capsules of the Cardivasc in the morning. I take a whole ton of it, probably 40 to 60 drops, and my drink during the day. In the afternoon when the show is finished, I take another 3 capsules, probably another 3 at bedtime. So I take a lot more than the so-called recommended dosage, but my blood pressure is beautiful in my age. I'll be on February 15th, midnight. I call DOA Day. That's the day I was born, DOA. And I was a tough little character, so I came back from the dead, literally. Because I was a footling breach, cord and leg popped out, and he delivered me dead on arrival. But obviously, I must have been tough enough that I survived that, and I'm tough enough with nutraceuticals now. I'm surviving all the biochemical and genetic risk factors that would otherwise make me a cardiac case or case for dementia or severe diabetes. I don't take any diabetic drugs. I just take nutraceuticals, although my grandfather and my 2 brothers are both diabetics. So, you know, people have a choice. Your genes aren't deterministic. They're permissive. But for you to overcome it, you have to change your lifestyle, diet, and your nutraceutical list, or you're going to get in trouble. And if you buy garbage nutraceuticals, you know, the GIGO thing, garbage in, garbage out, if you eat garbage, you become garbage. You got to eat proper nutraceuticals. Not a good thing. So what's next? What's next on the list?
We didn't cover
bilberry. We didn't cover bilberry.
Yeah.
Bilberry, of course, is dialyzable antioxidant. Most people don't realize free radicals are what chews you up inside. It's like I call it the electronic teeth of destruction. You know, free radical single oxygen, hydroperoxy, and nitroperoxy radical. The triplets from hell that'll get you. We have ultrathiamine B1. We have cell detox glutathione. We have gamma E plus, and of course, to reduce cytokine levels overall, cell defense plus. And the cardiovascular is going to dramatically reduce cytokine levels and improve perfusion. So you will got to get rid of those free radicals, and the bilberry will help. The next is the detox. Our things we prepare food in, our pesticides on food, our toxins everywhere. that we're absorbing in our air, food, and water, you got to get those out of the body or they fry your artery walls. And, you know, your methylation ratio and your damage to your artery wall, whether it's homocysteine or free radical toxic wrapping around your burrito, is cooking your artery walls, and you got to reverse that. That's why we use things like Cardivasc, and, of course, we add Ultrazyme B1 and Vainaway to protect your artery walls. And, of course, you want to take omega fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro, Omega Cod Liver Liquid. They did an interesting study in 1840, and they found they had double survival from consumption or tuberculosis if you just took that. But I tell people, the thing that the big kahuna that's going to kill you is vascular disease. Heart and vascular disease, whether it's heart failure, peripheral deep vein thrombosis, and embolism, circulatory problems in your brain, stroke, etc., vascular disease as a collective is going to kill more people than all the next five major causes of illness. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yep.
And doesn't matter what your underlying strategy is. You can exercise, but if you don't take the right nutraceuticals, even if your diet's pretty good, you're still going to be in trouble. And unfortunately, most doctors and patients, is again, I recommend to people, even our co-hosts like yourself, I'll recommend specific tests to go beyond the basic ones you need because you're a pilot. The tests they require you to do as a pilot are what we call Mickey Mouse level. They're not advanced enough to actually make sure you've actually corrected the risk factors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I will provide that list of tests. Many of the times, your own doctor can do it at no cost to you because it's covered by your insurance. And if you want the test kits, I'll send you a test kit, and you can do it yourself. You know, you can just go to the lab, or I can even have a mobile blood tech come to your home and do the test on you if you're in the United States and in Canada. So people should realize that this is all very doable. The problem is that the dearth of knowledge of the health professionals out there who pretend to be, you know, in 2018 now, 2017, no, they're actually in 1965 or 1975, still practicing late 20th century medicine. And they are out by 30 or 40 years. They're in la-la land. They're not paying attention.
Yeah. You know?
And don't assume because they read medical journals that they're actually knowledgeable, because 90% of the stuff that's published is BS. It really is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. When I went to the meeting, even at the anti-aging conference, I'd say of all the talks there, probably about 5 or 10% were actually worth watching. And these are the top doctors, because a lot of times they're trying to prove what they previously said was correct, rather than opening up new science or creating new paradigms. You can measure and say, oh my gosh, look at that. I never knew that before. You know? You have to be honest. As they say, you have to swim in the sea of stupid and be ignorant before you become wise. Wisdom is not easily gained, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why George Bernard Shaw said that wisdom is wasted on the elderly and youth is wasted on the young. Well, I'm going to say a little similar, you know, wisdom is wasted on the curmudgeons like me that deserve stripes from our colleagues because we create consternation among them. And stupidity is given to those who are your doctors practicing medicine. You ever get a quick go of the joke? Practicing? Because they never get it right. They keep practicing and they keep practicing. Whether they're practicing law or medicine, they're still practicing on you, so you're just another victim. Ha ha ha. Pretty funny, eh? Yeah, pretty crazy. So if you take Cardivasc, you're going to perfuse, and you're not going to get leg cramp because you're not going to have a blocked artery. If you have abnormal calcium high speed score test of your heart, you're going to see your calcium score reverse. You say, oh my gosh, take Cardivasc and say full vitamin K2, take our omega fatty acid, Omega Supreme Pro, and your body, and then take Supernox to open up your nitric oxide, a little beet juice powder. We're working on a new upgrade to our formula called Vascunox that we're working on, which we'll be launching this year as well. People need to know we're always working on improving our formulas and our protocols and in ways of testing to prove that actually what we did was correct. So people say, well, I don't want to believe you, Dr. Daigle. You're just so arrogant, man. You think you know everything. I don't know everything, but what I talk about, I'm kind of scary smart. Okay? And it's not because I'm arrogant. It's like, challenge me. Come into my cage match. And say, I watch martial arts. My son, actually, Chris, writes for Rotor Grinder internationally. He's like the Rotor Grinder top guy rating everybody on the Rotor Grinder thing for all of the martial arts. Well, I'm Mr. Mental Martial Arts. Come into my cage match, it's going to get really rough and ugly. And I'm not kind or leave any, you know, victims on the side. I plan on terminating people intellectually if they think they know more than Deagle. Not because I'm not mean. It's because I think that their stupidity is going to hurt their patients or themselves. You know, it's not a minor thing to let somebody think, well, I'm fine. My doctor gave me this because my cholesterol's 240. My doctor gave me this blood thinning agent because he doesn't want me to have a stroke. No, your doctor's going to make you bleed out from your rectum. You're going to have a toilet bowl full of blood while you hemorrhage to death. Your doctor is evil and stupid, and they're going to hurt you. I'm going to defend you, protect you from your own stupidity and your honesty and belief in the healthcare system that considers you a victim. They're going to keep on practicing until you're dead.
Are you happy washing your hands?
We're putting up videos on all of our products in NutraMedical. You'll see a bunch more show up today, about another dozen, being embedded on the nutraceutical part of website, buying products A to Z over at NutraMedical.com. I put up a video with Jonathan Gray, around 7 for Heaven's sale, but dealing with King Herod's sin of loving the world. And we talked about a parallel between King Herod Agrippa and Donald Trump. By the way, Trump is the best president we've ever had. Could read back to Hamilton, but he is doing what is right in his own eyes. And we're going to prosper. The nation will prosper, but we have to pray for Trump that he becomes a real live Christian boy, if you want to call it. I call Trump Pinocchio. And we're going to deal with that further next week when we talk to Jonathan. We have also another video I put up last week as well on December 24th, Christmas Eve, called the Laser Net Ballistic Missile Defense System, which I did send a link directly to Donald Trump, and I'm going to send it to the Missile Defense Command as well, which was one of their physicians back in the mid-90s, and to Congress and Senators, because they need to understand we do not have missile defense. North Korea is putting further dangers. In the next few months, it's very likely that Kim Jong-un is going to do a nuclear burst at or near Guam, which will give radiation not only to spread across the Pacific Ocean to America, but also poison the Pacific Ocean. We need to be aware of crazy things going on, like the state of California going to pot, literally, launching this giant thing. And, of course, having an entire nation impaired on pot, I saw accidents occurring in industry where people were taking marijuana alone. So high-dose people taking lots of marijuana is a bad thing. Believe it or not, 7% of people, we have the genetics. If they take pot, they all have psychosis. So we don't know who they are unless we do the genetic testing, and that's possible to actually do that. So we have to understand other people, they'll be fine on it. They can take low dosage as long as they don't exceed it. Just like some people can have one glass of wine before they go to bed at night and don't turn into alcoholics. But you have to understand that we can measure biochemical parameters of why people kind of lose it. The next thing that's coming up is the immigration. I guarantee you that the DACA kids, which should get okayed, will absolutely have to be tied to immigration laws that will prevent people overstaying their visas and proper immigration control of people we need here. And they'll end chain migration and lotteries. So that's going to happen. I guarantee you that they're not going to shut down the government, although the Democrats want to continue to threaten to do so. This is going to be an ugly year in terms of dealing with nations like Iran and North Korea. Part of the reason why Iran is caving is because they have a lot of educated people. I have Iranian friends I've known for decades. And it was a democratic nation under the early presidents back in the 1950s and 60s. We actually brought in the Shah of Iran there, and then we replaced him, the CIA replaced him, with the junta of the Ayatollah and his so-called mullahs. So people need to understand that what's going on in Iran, the people are finally revolting. It was a very democratic country for many years. I guarantee you that the current revolution is going to get a lot uglier. They've killed 12 people already in Iran, and it's very likely that the emotions between Israel and America to come together in alliance. And the comments of people like me that say we are going to decapitate the intentions of the regime there to spread their weaponized nuclear weapons and military missiles to not only strike Israel, but America and America allies. Iran is very close, so they can strike pretty every square inch of Europe here shortly. And we have to understand that the total hegemony over the Middle East by Iran is not something acceptable. So that's going to be dealt with. North Korea is also going to be decapitated, I guarantee you. The Chinese are not doing what they need to stop North Korea, and they continue to sneak oil, and they need to stop the procurement of microchips and other things to support North Korea. And Russia's, although they've offered to to mediate the guidance systems. I have this from classified sources. The guidance systems for all the Chinese missiles are all mid-90s Russian vintage. So we have to understand that Russia is playing a sneaky game as well, so we can't trust them. But we do. We can, as I say, trust but verify, like Ronald Reagan. We will find a way to get a deal which will literally break North Korea's ability to spread nuclear weapons all over the place, including to Venezuela. And I am the primary whistleblower against Venezuela, which is why they're on that watch list you'll see that Trump put up. They need to invade Venezuela and remove the nuclear missiles, and the Orinoco River nuclear submarines are actually tunneled into the side of the Orinoco River. People need to understand this crisis is actually considerably worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and there's not only embedded nuclear missiles, but also military and navy in Venezuela aimed at us from the south. So we need to face that, and Trump will. He's not a stupid man. He's going to move forward and get this done. And his generals, like General Mattis, is saying, I'm saving money for bombs. Ha ha. So Mattis and the boys are going to take care of these guys, which is why ISIS is on the run. And, of course, we're no longer supporting ISIS. The bone-chilling cold, why is it spreading? It's because we're in a modern ice age. This ice age happens every 360 years. If you read the history of the Vikings, that's why they were driven out of Greenland. They marketed Greenland as being even nicer than Iceland, which is a volcanic island. And it got so cold they had to leave Greenland. Now, the Vikings had already been to Baffin Island and the Northwest Territories over 1,000 years ago. And when the ice ages came in, the modern ice age drove them out with the extreme cold. It was so cold they couldn't survive there even with their peat homes. So we have a modern ice age, which is going to cause eventually, over the next number of years, much of Canada to become pretty hard to grow any crops in the northern latitudes of Canada. Much of the country in their winter times are going to be literally landlocked and locked so they can't even move rail traffic and so on. It's going to get nasty. And you're going to see what we call, in the shifting, you'll see some hot periods of time mixed with extreme cold. They call it polar inversion. So, in fact, much of the upper United States is actually colder than the North Pole, believe it or not, and colder than Antarctica. Isn't that crazy? So you have to understand these crazy changes in weather. We're also in a solar minimum, which you can see very few solar sunspots. And the chronosphere, which is where the heat is generated, is being affected by the passage of Nibiru, the dwarf star that's out in the Oort cloud, 0.73 light years out. We talk about the science. The fact is that the Earth is slowing in its rotation, and volcanologists and earthquakes experts say we're due for some major quakes. We're also due for a polar geomagnetic shift, which changes the spin of the core of the Earth related to the mantle, and so there's likely to be a mantle core disjunction where the crust or the lithosphere of the Earth moves. If it moves 20 degrees, that means the United States may move 20 degrees further south, so the equator will pass through Cuba. And most of the United States will be in a semi-tropical climate, but much of places like Russia and northern China will be literally inside the polar Arctic Circle. So you have to understand what's going on is a major change in the climatic position of continents. Antarctica would no longer be in the Antarctic, would be somewhere out in probably the South Atlantic Ocean. And 8 million years ago, Alaska was actually on the equator. So if you don't understand these ancient positions of the geotectonic plates, you won't understand geoclimatic changes and lithospheric slips, which happen periodically, are pretty catastrophic. And that means giant earthquakes all over the place, and we're likely to see, according to their predictions, instead of 8 earthquakes, major earthquakes in 2017, we're likely to have over 20 in 2018, according to the experts. So that's what's coming. So the live chill map, you need to be prepared for the fact that going north is not a good idea. Here in California, it's still hot, but it's excessively dry. Tomorrow we're going to have Deborah Tavares on with major revelations about classified documents about a personal intention by the globalists to actually depopulate and fry and burn California. Three major reasons. The first is you don't deal with the chaparral cycle that causes major fires. You just need to clear out the chaparral duft. It causes fires for millions of years. It would burn up and then release a lot of seeds that would then bloom. And number two, we have a blocking high out in the North Pacific to stop the radiation from Fukushima, caused by basically companies that are all American companies that support the umbrella company called TEPCO, which is not a service company at all, it's just an umbrella. It's all American service companies that actually service this reactor that had Reactor 3, a MOX reactor making nuclear detonators for Japanese nukes. So Japan has some of the best rockets in the world and nukes. So they're the third nuclear power behind Russia and America. People need to understand if the conflict breaks out between North Korea and America, we're at war between Japan and China, and China's going to get fried. They don't understand this yet because these communists don't get it. But they're more likely to have a revolution in China than they are anywhere else on Earth, including in Iran. And wait, this year you're going to see a lot of protests break out in China with the social media raiding everybody in China for jobs. China is teetering on a catastrophe as well, because when we go to a trade war, they're going to lose big time against America. Back in a moment, hour number three coming up. We're going to have on the program another amazing guest you don't want to miss. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is 8423. Welcome back.
And, of course, we have lots of new nutraceuticals. We'll be launching some of our old sites that we had for Whole Foods storage and for medical equipment and so on. Those will all be posted up in the next few weeks. So you'll be able to get access. If you have any questions on anything, I had a gentleman up in Canada that asked, I guess he hadn't visited the site for a while, but wanted to possibly order over the holiday sale. And they were wondering how come they couldn't access the wellness conditions. Well, last summer when we updated to WooCommerce and to WordPress, it requires that you have to have a purchase of $9.95 a month to get full access to 350 wellness protocols, or $95 a year. But anybody can request information on a protocol. It doesn't cost you anything. Just email me and I'll send you a basic starter protocol. If you want full access to the full protocol plus videos, it's $9.95, and you don't have a password. So I couldn't give out a universal password because there isn't one. The system remembers you if you've actually logged into your site, if you actually log into your passcode, which you have, and we don't have, by the way, only you do, so we can't hack in and get your passcode and get into your file. It does show you what you purchased, but beyond that, it's your access. So if you want to get access to the wellness conditions, it's $9.95 a month. The system will remember you, charge you $9.95 every month as you go on, and $95 for a year. And you get 350-plus protocols. And if there's something you think is an older protocol, just email me. I'll give you the updated version with video and everything, and no extra charge, and help. And if you give me your medical records, even just basic things, I'll give you a basic protocol. If it looks like it requires a complex review, I'll give you a HIPAA-compliant Citrix share file. Look at your medical records, images, etc., lab work. I can recommend and send you test kits. I can send you to one of our now 3, soon-to-be-5, quantum testing sites with the Metapathy Hunter. We have more that actually have QRMA machines of people around, so just contact me and I'll find somebody in your area of the country or outside the country. And we are welcoming more people, including health professionals, to be peripheral sites for quantum testing. We're going to add a new layer of equipment, including spectral analyzers and Metapathy Hunter machines. We're going to add what's called morphogenetic field therapy. So not only can you get metatherapy at these various sites, you can also get a harmonic resonant frequency analysis and actually get the treatment frequencies given to you. We also have the launch of the Vibrasonic device, which Jim Cole talks about. We'll be back on the program tomorrow in the first hour talking about the Vibrasonic, how we can actually imprint frequencies, which give you not only an ELF, electromagnetic frequency pulse through the woofer-type speakers, but also pulse sound right through your body. So we can actually give you treatment sounds for harmonic resonance of the atomic resonance of minerals and healing of tissue. So those frequencies I send to you as part of a consultation, so you don't just get a machine. You have to have a consult, and I have to see your records and see which minerals are going to be most key for you with the atomic resonance and which other frequencies we may use, just like the right frequency tables we have are going to be developing your own frequency treatment tables to help you to deal with specific illnesses. Whether it's rheumatoid or osteoarthritis or diabetes, there's specific resonant frequencies that will help reverse those. We also have an expanding range of peptides, and I have several peptide companies. Those peptides can range from stimulating testicular function, ovarian function, to the pineal gland in your brain and the areas of control of the hypothalamus and pituitary gland, to peripheral organs like bone, liver, kidneys function, heart function,
and blood vessel function so we can actually regenerate organs. We have the launch of Red Deer Velvet DR, and we're also looking at perhaps a liposomal version. We have a number of liposomal molecules, including a brain fuel that's a C8 carbon extract that will actually be in a liposomal delivery system. Because, and I just pulled up one of the articles, actually, from Drudge, I thought, because Drudge has some interesting articles sometimes. This one was specifically dealing with the idea of diabetes. And what they discovered, of course, which is, I think is kind of funny, it talks about the fact that they sort of inadvertently found a drug to treat Alzheimer's, which is for diabetes. Well, I almost, now this is close to 40 years ago, with Dr. Otto Huhn, discovered that diabetes in the brain actually is type 3 diabetes. So when your brain cells lose your GLUT4 transporter and the insulin receptor, they only metabolize short-chain fatty acids like C8 carbon fatty acids for brain fuel to make your astrocytes fire and form a scintillating harmonic resonant network of nerve cells talking to each other. And so dementia is actually diabetes of the brain. And it's surprising to me that they actually make this obvious conclusion. They try a diabetic drug and reverse a lot of the problems with insulin. We have natural molecules that are much safer. They won't have side effects. So first one you want is leptin metabolic, dibetylene, berberstatin, and biotin plus. You want to be on glycemics fast, at least one day a week and 4 days a month, which will put you back into what we call the placental state. You want to be taking NDME and our minerals to remineralize your body, including if you have heavy metals, Kelormax, which has shilajit and humic and fulvic acid and trace minerals from the Himalaya Mountains. And it also, we provide you Vitamineral Max or Mix, which is the fruit-flavored drink-type portion, or Minerals Plus to give you the Albion chelated minerals because you have to remineralize your DNA to reverse. And the Mountain Red Velvet DR, which is amazing. We're also looking at other technology, including combining with lumen photon therapy and we call morphogenetic field therapy to give you the right frequency system in your tissues to heal. So those are all becoming available, and we'll be making it much more easily available to people and health professionals all over the world. As I say, I'm mentoring these docs. All you have to do is contact me. And even if you're not, quote, a medical doctor, you're a chiropractor, naturopath, or grandma that wants to do this for your family, we can help to make you your local kind of, center for a peripheral site for NutraMedical in whatever country or state or province of Canada you're in, or Mexico or anywhere. So all we need is a translator because obviously I don't speak all these languages, but we will be doing that. We're upgrading our health concerns in terms of the number of nutraceuticals. We listen to different health concerns. We're always updating data on the news articles over at our news site. You can look at our media archives, and of course you're going to see the radio show archives. You're going to see all the Listen Live buttons. The Deagle Network, we also have news by category and by date. And over at Clay and Iron, you can get all the latest news on geopolitical, above government technology, and advanced review. I'm redoing all of my old conferences, which I've done in PowerPoints, and updating those. I did an update last fall from the Fukushima Daiichi, which is two parts, part one and two. I'll be doing a lecture version of that with more advanced information for the Academy of Environmental Medicine. In 2018, I'll be doing a lecture on diabetes. And by the way, I want to invite anybody, whether it's to speak in your church group or medical group, we'll do a remote conference for you. All I ask is donations for my time to actually do it, but whether it's a church group or whatever, I'll speak at your church group or your medical group or just your collection of citizens that wants to deal with certain health issues, whether it's smart meters or toxic water like at Flint, Michigan, or anti-aging or how to prevent a lot of illnesses that are happening in our society, such as pain syndromes and the overuse of narcotics, which is opiates and fentanyl, et cetera, and the addictive problems like the carfentanil, which is coming in from China as a form of the opiate addiction plague being brought in by China as an attack on the citizens of America. We talked about with Lowell Ponte. So all these issues, I'll talk about any issue. Just request it. All I ask is donations to support my time to actually, what I do is I send you a hyperlink, and it can be at multiple sites. It doesn't have to be at one. It can be at a dozen or even 100 sites. All I do is send you the link. You can log in. I can actually go two ways, so I can take questions from people live when we're on the conference during portions of the talk. I can set up a PowerPoint, be on camera, and then off in the corner, and then take questions from the audience out there. So wherever you are, if you want to do that, I would love to speak to your church group regarding what I consider happening in 2018, 2019, 2020, before the next elections. I'd love to speak to scientific groups regarding things like astrophysics and earth changes that are occurring. I love to speak to people about financial things, such as the latest. I watched the Drudge here, Peter Thiel, who's actually thinking about running for president in 2020, who's a billionaire from Silicon Valley, is now saying he's taking a monster bet on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the first half of the Mark of the Beast system. And if you don't understand how dangerous it is, and Peter Thiel is also involved with a lot of Wall Street manipulation and so on, you have to understand the global subbody, and they're also supporting China. So this is really scary stuff. So one of the biggest names in Silicon Valley is placing a moonshot bet on Bitcoin. So we're going to talk about that. When you're coming up, we're going to be having John W. Spring, who has weekly visits here on the third hour on Tuesdays. Many articles dealing with the Cuban Missile Crisis, which he sent his original letter to John F. Kennedy, which caused the Cuban Missile Crisis. We're hoping we can clean up the Venezuelan Missile Crisis this year because it's aimed right at our guts of America from the south. Coming up tomorrow, Lowell Ponte will be back in hour two rather than hour one, and Jonathan Gray will be back after a great video last weekend. You don't want to miss it. Coming up, Deborah Tavares on Thursday. We're going to talk about ICLEI, the United Nations classified documents, and we're preparing a video for after the 10th or 11th. That's going to be a live stream. Vince Finelli from USA Prepares. The Firing Line on Friday. Hartley Schlanger from Germany. And Gary Richard Arnold on ICLEI, the United Nations, on the globalist plan for nation states. You don't want to miss any of these shows. We'll be back.
Warning, if your dual love, NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.